Ruslan KD of the very large Christian YouTube channel Ruslan KD and Bless God Studios will one day become Catholic. Now, this is not a rumor. I do not know him personally. This is just an observation and a hunch from seeing the types of videos that he is making. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, if you are a Christian or you are involved in some sort of Christian ministry and you ask questions and you are open to the truth and open to the movement of the Holy Spirit, you eventually end up in the Catholic Church because it is the church that Jesus Christ started. It is the one body that he speaks of. It is the one church that he wants all to belong to, despite its imperfections, despite the fact that it does not do everything perhaps that God wants at all times, because it is human and yet divine. It is the one church that Jesus wants us to belong to. Now, the same type of thing happened to Cameron Bertuzzi of the channel Capturing Christianity. They start asking questions. They start finding out these things, and they eventually end up in the truth. So what are some of the particular videos that he has made that have kind of piqued my interest? And I've started wondering, what is he doing? What questions is he asking? And I see where this is going. And I think perhaps there's even a video where he addresses it. And initially they say, no, I'm not going in this direction, but they can't help it because the truth takes you to one place. All truth takes you at some point to the Catholic Church. There is one video that he made about the Loreto staircase that was made by St. Joseph. That's the story behind it. Why would anyone make a video about this unless they were somehow being led by the Holy Spirit to look into Catholicism? There are several videos that he is interviewing a priest. There is a recent convert that had the Blessed Virgin Mary appear to him. When he does these interviews and hears these people's testimonies, how can his heart and his mind not wonder? Now, at first he may resist because perhaps it's everything that's going against everything that he's ever learned, but through time, these people come to this, and we've seen this with major key players. Sometimes they become more public about their Catholic faith, for instance, Cameron Bertuzzi. At other times, they don't, because it's just very difficult. He also comments on a video about Matt Frat having a conversation with Ben Shapiro. So you see this little golden thread. So for us as Catholics, what can we do? First of all, never to take for granted our Catholic faith. We are so lucky. We have been given the truth. We were born into it, so we can live it and live it as much as we can. And yes, there's temptations and pressures to not be devout, to just be quiet, to just stay in our houses. But it has been made so easy for us. For those outside the Catholic faith, if you are a devout Protestant or Muslim or other faith, imagine the difficulties in leaving all of that, because all of that belongs to a community. Your family and your friends are all part of these faiths. You can't just leave them. It is very excruciatingly difficult. Many of you have heard the testimony of Scott Hahn, and it was a struggle. It even could have led to the divorce with he and his wife. Praise God, she converted as well. Social media influencers are the evangelizers of the new age. Whether we like it or not, we are no longer in a period where people go door to door, where people go out into the streets, where people preach from pulpits. Even from pulpits, you have a limited audience of 100 people, 200, 1,000, 2,000. Rather, through social media, you can literally reach the world. Mother Angelica foresaw this by establishing the TV studios. Things like YouTube are the next version of that, whether we like it or not. So when these people have conversions, it is a profound impact in the spiritual world. If someone like him converts to the Catholic faith, can you imagine how many he will bring with him? Many will hate him. Many will attack him, and it will be quite difficult. So we as devout Catholics need to stand in the gap and pray for him, intercede for him, fast for him, because in praying for someone like that, you're praying for 50,000 other people, the ones that he will influence. So that's all about praying smarter, not harder. I invite you to pray with me to the one that Saint Maximilian Kolbe calls the crusher of all heresies, because she is the humble one that chooses to be the heel in the body of Christ. Jesus uses her, therefore, to crush the head of Satan, which is always lies, in our lives and in the lives of others. Pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Blessed Mother, we entrust Ruslan KD and all others in social media and throughout the world that are seeking out the truth, that you may lead them by your most beautiful, motherly, and feminine hands into the bosom of the Church, into the arms of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.